I'm going to use this because I have four pieces of paper to be able to handle joys and concerns and announcements. Whew, that's a good thing. Say amen. Lots going on, but we do come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns, and the first is the joy of the ministry of our church. And oh my goodness, Phoebe, I was wearing that shirt yesterday. We were almost twins. Good morning. All right, so we begin with our announcements. First, it is first Sunday of the month, which means it is communion. Everybody say, woohoo! It has become my absolute favorite Sunday of the month because I get to see all of you. And I never thought that handing communion through a window of a car would be such a joy-filled experience, but to me, it is an absolute joy-filled experience. Remember, if you are in worship, you'll be able to line up to receive communion at the communion table outside. And if you are online, you can drive up and still get it in your usual manner. And we will work as hard as we can to be able to balance between the in-person or the walk-ups and the drive-ups. This is what we call hybrid ministry, the walk-ups, the drive-ups, the in-persons, the onlines, and everything in between, and I give praise for all of it because it means we're reaching people. So communion today, picking up communion elements, care cards, Sunday school packets, and even some goodies for the kids. Now, while you are here, especially for those driving up, to realize that driving up and parking might be your best option because today is a bake sale. Woo! Can you tell I've been doing camp? When I say bake, you say sale. Bake?
Sale.
Bake?
Sale.
Bake?
Sale.
If you didn't know, there's a bake sale today. And we give thanks, as I know we do have goodies from Vicky Nee, Marshall Jones, Mimi Case, and Leah Wolverton. Did I miss anybody of ones that snuck in after that? But all I gotta say is those names, and we all go get excited and start a running. But that is to raise money for our outreach ministries, and in particular, our missionaries. So thank you for those that bake it, and thank you for all of those who will buy. To let you know, coming up quickly on August 17th is our monthly book club, which is The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I'm holding this up because this copy is available. It's made it through a few hands already. And so if you're still trying to get your hands on it, it is a really great, fast, and interesting read. And so if you're interested in getting my copy, please let me know. That's Tuesday the 17th, 4 p.m. on Zoom. Wednesday, women's Bible study will be resuming this Wednesday, and instead of Zoom, oh, hallelujah, we will be back at my house as we were before pandemic, meeting in the backyard. Masks will be required for that, so there will not be food served at this time, but that is Wednesday nights at 7, and we are studying Brené Brown, who is a phenomenal author, her book, The Gift of Imperfection. And so Wednesday night, women's study, 7 p.m., my backyard. If you're planning on coming, if you can just drop me a line so that I know how many people to make sure I have seats for. And so for the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. All right, lots of prayers and celebrations today. First, we have a few birthdays. Our flowers this morning are in honor of Abby Carlos's birthday. So happy birthday, Abby. Also birthdays today are Anella Legospi, who is turning 9 years old. That can't be possible. I remember, like, in my first weeks here, going over to Ray and Ruby's house for her second birthday party. She was so little, stopped growing. But today is also Ivy Piga's birthday and Amelda Uwe's birthday. And so happy birthday to all of the birthday folks of this morning. But we don't end there, as August 5th is Manny Galleon's 88th birthday. So happy birthday, Mana. And last but not least on celebrations, today is Bien and Gloria Torroza's 57th wedding anniversary. And praise God, Bien is home from the hospital to be able to celebrate. And so welcome home, Bien, and happy anniversary to Bien and Gloria. Lord, in your mercy, hear our praise. And then also a praise that Andrew Gambrell's mom, Pam, is here visiting and getting to be with her grandson, Woody. And so for Pam being able to be here and having family visit time, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. All right, last but not least, as today is Imelda Uy's birthday, we also lift in prayers as she will be going in for surgery tomorrow. And so may God be with Imelda and the surgeons as they perform surgery on her and for all involved in her healing and recovery. And so for Imelda, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Check, 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 check. Yay. With that, and our rejoicing morning, and a happy belated birthday to Becky that was yesterday. That's how I get dirty looks from that corner. But with that, let us pray. God of the living, with all your creatures great and small, we sing your bounty and your goodness, for in the harvest of land and ocean, in the cycles of the seasons and the wonders of each creature, you reveal your generosity. Teach us the gratitude that dispels envy, that we may honor each gift as you cherish your creation and praise you in all times and places, that this day we may be holy, good, and joyful. We pray in gratitude to you, O Lord, that we may offer to you our worship and praise along with the work of your hands, minds, and hearts. We pray in gratitude to you, O Lord, that we may strive for the well-being of all creation. We pray in gratitude to you, O Lord, that in the pleasures and pains of life, we may know the love of Christ and be thankful. We pray in gratitude to you, O Lord, that we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all your holy ones, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ. We pray in gratitude to you, O Lord, that we may always and everywhere give thanks to you, O God, for all our blessings and giftedness. We pray in gratitude to you, O Lord. Amen. And with that, we come to the time where we lift of our gifts unto the Lord in the form of our offerings that go to God through the ministry of the church and the work that they do. And so for all who are able to continue to give to the church, we give you thanks for your blessings. And at this time, we are blessed with our offertory by Leah and Barry.